From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our dear friend, Dr. Joel Wallach. Doc Wallach, of course, has researched and resulted in publications of a number of peer-reviewed and referee-journaled articles in the field of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to reference books, and he is the spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that's the website, criticalhealthnews.com, or the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. They are also sponsors of Coast to Coast. They have been so for a number of years. Doc, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thank you, George. It's good to talk to you. I really, really, you are the greatest as usual. Really appreciate all the good news.
Looking forward to this. Hey, are you going to be at the Chicago Health Show in October, by any chance?
I believe I am.
I will see you there, my friend. We'll get together.
Absolutely.
You're a veterinarian by trade, and I wanted to ask you about this story that broke a couple weeks ago. It says, spending all day surrounded by dogs and cats probably sounds like heaven for most people, but a new study finds that veterinarians and others who work with animals on a daily basis deal with stressful and emotional events that put them at a higher risk of developing mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and in some cases, suicidal thoughts. Have you ever heard of that before?
Well, you have to appreciate, George, veterinarians make the mistake of listening to medical doctors. Huh. And, of course, when you have suicidal thoughts, you're going to be a mass shooter, a mass murderer. You're going to contribute to domestic violence. This means you're deficient in a certain nutrient. And veterinarians are susceptible to that, too. And it's one of those things where, again, I think that veterinarians, they should go to another veterinarian when they're sick rather than go to a medical doctor.
What causes this depression? Is it the sadness of maybe having to euthanize an animal or something like that?
No, sir. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. I actually have in my book, Rare Earthsman Cures, in Chapter 6 on page 97, a abstract of an article that was written in 1978, published in like three different scientific journals. We looked at 27 counties in Texas, and they all kind of adjoined each other. And half of them, these were the most violent people in America, mass shootings, suicides, domestic violence. And the other half were the angels on earth. And what we did was look at the water supplies, the county water supplies of these people, and the ones that had the violent behaviors, the mass shootings, serial killers, suicides, domestic violence, child abuse, these had very little or none of this nutrient in their drinking water. And the ones who had none of that, they were the angels on earth, the adjoining counties, in their and naturally, in their community water systems, had enormous amounts of this one nutrient. Now, this nutrient was first used in...
And you know I'm going to bend your arm to get that nutrient out of you.
Yeah, yeah. But this one nutrient was used to treat violent criminals in 400 A.D. In the year 400 A.D., this one nutrient was used to treat criminals. Now, up until the discovery of penicillin, this nutrient, George, was in spas. This was, people would come and they'd bathe in the hot mineral waters. They would drink this stuff just to get this mineral. And then when penicillin came along, all these spas shut down like in 24 hours, and everybody ran out to find another drug that they could patent to try and keep up with the money running towards penicillin. They shut all these spas down, and that was the beginning. And, of course, the mass murders and mass shootings and so forth, it is not the weapon. Sometimes pillows are used. My favorite mass murderer is a medical doctor by the name of Herman Mudgett from Chicago, 1891 to 1895. He's famous for killing and barbecuing and eating 200 of his patients.
Oh, my God.
And his weapon that he killed these patients with was chloroform, no AK-47.
So I'm going to guess what the nutrient might be. I've got two possibilities. Lithium?
A plus.
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I was going to also say selenium, but
not selenium. And so basically what I would do is have this nutrient put into all drinking water like they put fluoride
They should take the fluoride out and put the lithium in, huh?
Because the idea was they put fluoride in the drinking water to help with reducing cavities in kids' teeth, right?
That's what it was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, it has other problems. But if this has been around since 400 A.D. We know exactly what happens, what's good, what's bad. And so we know what dosage is used in the drinking water. And so not only should it be in the municipal drinking water, but all bottled water and all juices and drinks that they add supplements to should have this added to it. We can eliminate, listen here, George, we can eliminate all mass shootings, all suicides, all domestic violence, all child abuse by just adding that one nutrient into the drinking water.
All is a pretty big word, Doc.
Yep. I mean, there's going to be exceptions, but who do you know that doesn't drink water?
Exactly. That's true. That would reduce it, to be sure. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Slam it. Go to it with your smartphone. You can also download the free apps in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call anytime you want. It doesn't have to be just tonight. It can be tomorrow, the next day, next week. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We'll start taking calls in a few moments with Doc Wallach, and then we'll take calls next hour as well. Tom, we'll be taking your text and tweets. I've got a whole slew of emails that have come in, Doc, for you when people realize you're going to be on the program. Gary starts by saying, are there any harmful side effects, Doc, while taking supplements and prescription medications? And then he goes on to explain what's wrong with him. He's got AFib and stuff like that. But he wants to know, if you take supplements, do they screw up prescription medications?
Well, I hope they do, okay? Because the only prescription medication that cures anything is pharmaceuticals. They will kill bugs, you know, syphilis, streptococcus, staphylococcus, salmonella, all these kind of things. All other prescription drugs are purposely designed to just treat symptoms so they can treat you for 20 years and milk you like a cow, okay? Now, the thing that I like to show is, look, all vertebrates, including human beings, and this is based on my thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, 20,000 autopsies, 454 species of animals, and 3,000 humans, okay? And what I found out was that all vertebrates require the same 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And this is why my thesis, George, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. Okay?
It is. That's true.
Yeah. And most doctors, when they do a study on a new drug or a new pharmaceutical or a disease, they'll use 50 white rats. What is that going to tell you? Nothing. Okay? And so they really don't get a good idea what's going on here. And so, for instance, AFib, you mentioned AFib. AFib is not a heart deal, and doctors will spend $500,000 over 5 to 10 years on atrial fibrillation with heart medications and surgeries and all this kind of thing. And AFib is always due to, a back problem.
It's the electrical thing in the spinal cord, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's the degenerative disc disease, so that the first four thoracic vertebrae, T1, 2, 3, and 4, get closer together, smash the roots of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And all you have to do is rebuild those discs, push those vertebrae apart, and AFib goes away in weeks. I do this hundreds of times a month all around the world. And so AFib is a very easy disease to get rid of. There's another little AFib thing. Sometimes when people get osteoporosis of the skull and they get a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which can cause kind of an AFib kind of thing. And so, but when you get osteoporosis of the skull, it goes along with degenerative disc disease in the back. So it's the same nutritional approach. You know, we give them the healthy bone and joint pack, and we throw in the MSM and some vitamin D3, and we can put some of our topical pain relief on their neck or their first thoracic vertebrae and behind their ears and their skull, and it all goes away. And you don't need surgery. You don't need to be cutting nerves and all this kind of stuff, which doctors like to do, and I think they tend to refer people to their golf buddy who might be a neurosurgeon and that kind of stuff. And so it's really nasty. And so I have a new book coming out in a couple of months, maybe even a couple of weeks. It's called It's All in Your Head, and I go into all the 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord as they get squeezed, as they come out of from the brain through the skull to go do their job. If you have osteoporosis of the skull, it squeezes those 12 cranial nerves, and you get blindness. You lose your hearing. You get vertigo. You get hiccups. You lose your voice. And I don't know if you've seen this, the son of Ted Kennedy. I think he's advertising some insurance.
Oh, no, that's the son of Robert Kennedy.
Oh, is it Robert Kennedy? Okay, yeah. Robert Kennedy. And he's selling some kind of
thing. He's got a voice issue.
Yeah, he's talking like this. That's because because his ninth cranial nerve is being squeezed. It's called the glossopharyngeal nerve.
Right.
It controls vocal cords. He's got osteoporosis of the skull. I don't need to have an x-ray of his head because he's got that symptom from 3,000 miles away on TV. I can diagnose him that he's got osteoporosis of the skull. I guarantee he's got dental problems. He may also have vertigo. He may also have tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and so on. And so he's giving himself away. He's got osteoporosis of the skull because he's been going to medical doctors, probably the best neurosurgeons in Boston.
Exactly, exactly. I had Jonathan Emord on yesterday, the attorney, and we were talking about the opioid epidemic. It's out of control, Doc.
Well, I'm the guy who wrote the first 17 papers on opioids in the 1960s. I had 17 scientific papers. I'm the guy that did it before they even had names for it. It was called M99 to begin with because it was the 99th extract of morphine.
Doc, we're going to take a break. I want to ask you what you saw about that potential epidemic of opioids. And, of course, we're going to take phone calls for the next hour and a half with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com and also the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, not to get on the show here, but help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back. George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. We'll take calls this half hour and next hour as well. Doc, some emails rolling in, by the way. John wants to know, I want to start eating steak like Doc Wallach has recommended, but my oven doesn't have a working broiler. Can you bake a steak? Well, you can barbecue it, that's for sure. What do you think, Doc?
Well, you can roast a steak. You can grill a steak. You can cook it on top of the stove, you know, in a pan. Just put a little bit of butter in the pan, and you can put a lid on it if you want, or you can grill it open. And I like to put some onions on there. I like my steaks medium rare. I like the 6 to 8 ounce fillets, and of course I like lamb chops, and I do like chicken. I like fish, but I eat probably at least one steak a day. I eat a minimum of 4 to 8 eggs a day, soft yolks. And lots of salad with no croutons and no dressing.
I got to tell you, you know, once a month I go to Denver to tape our TV shows Beyond Belief, and I go past a cattle farm all the time when we're there. And I've lost my taste for a lot of meat after seeing those cattle out there, Doc.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a mental thing. Let's go
well,
to the phones. Go ahead.
We're hunters. And, you know, people go out and kill antelope and deer and alligators and giraffe and anything that moved they would eat, which is meat. And so meat is a good thing. And I was very, very pleased to see some really interesting data that came out just a couple of days ago, George, that showed that vegetarians are more prone to brain ruptured aneurysms.
Right, right.
Yeah, than meat eaters. And so if you want to be a vegetarian... And, of course, if you look at all the vegans and vegetarians like Steve Jobs and Beau Biden, okay, and even the grandson of past President Jimmy Carter and so forth, it's being a vegetarian is not a good thing. Now, you can be a piscatarian, okay?
What's that?
Well, pisco is fish. It's Spanish for fish.
Oh, okay.
So if you eat some grilled or baked fish along with some vegetables and so forth, just you got to stay away from the gluten so it can absorb nutrients. Now, we brought around oats. That's why the Asians have less diseases than we do. It's not a genetic thing. They live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables and fish. Okay, and we fry everything. Everything, you know, fried potatoes and fried fish and fried chicken. And I mean, we even fry water. Okay, and so it's just something with itself inflicting harm to ourselves and our families. It's absolutely insane.
All right, let's go to the phones. Doc volunteers himself to our program just to help you, and let's do that. Let's go to Gretchen in Seattle, Washington to start. Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you. Hello to both of you. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Perfect.
And I got this diagnosis of, it's called ectopic heartbeat, and my heart, it'll just go 5 beats, pause, 5 beats, pause, 5 beats, pause, and it just keeps doing that. But, you know, otherwise I'm healthy, and I take the Healthy Start Pack, and I don't eat the 12 bad foods, and I eat eggs and fish and cheese, and I follow everything that Dr. Wallach says, a little bit of red wine, and I'm 70 years old. I'm 5'8", 180 pounds, And my blood pressure last time I had it checked at a doctor's office where I was kind of nervous was 138 over 84.
You sound 35, Gretchen.
I know. Everybody tells me I sound so young, and I like that.
Okay, may I ask you some questions?
I'm young at heart. That's why I want to keep my heart
going. That's right. Well, Doc's got some questions for you. Go ahead, Doc.
Sure. Okay, first of all, I have to ask you, have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old? Have you lost a half an inch or an inch or two?
I was 5'8" and I'm about 5'8".
Okay, so you think you've lost a quarter of an inch.
Not too bad, Doc.
Yeah,
not too bad. Now, do you have any tone in your ear, like a ringing in your ears or a tinnitus, like a anything like that?
Yes, I do in my left ear because I fell skiing years ago, and it took out half of my hearing. I hit my head so hard on the on the ice.
Okay. Do you ever have any vertigo or Meniere's disease where you have any kind of balance problem?
Yes, I've had vertigo from ever since I fell skiing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have any arthritis or pain or noise in your neck or your joints and your back or anything like that?
No arthritis, but like if I put my head back, sometimes I'll kind of hear in the top of my neck. I know it's probably a chiropractic issue there.
So neck crunch, okay. Yeah. Okay, and so basically you may have what's called atrial fibrillation, okay? You shrunk a little bit, even a couple of millimeters. What happens is the first four vertebrae in your thoracic back, okay, where your ribs are, T1, 2, 3, and 4, get closer together. Even if it's only a millimeter or two, they begin to squeeze the roots of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of your heart, and it's called AFib. If you go to a cardiologist, over a five-year period, they will run up $500,000 worth of treatments, including surgeries and all that kind of stuff and drugs and pharmaceuticals, and they'll finally wind up wanting to give you a heart transplant and all that kind of stuff. And really, what I'd like you to do is your body weight, okay, 138 pounds, is to you're taking the 90.
No, I'm 180 pounds.
Oh, 180 pounds. Okay.
180. 5'8".
Okay. 180 pounds. All right. So I'd like you to take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'll tell you why in a second. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I want you to take the MSM. MSM, I want you to get two bottles a month. You can take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. Okay. And then I want you to get some vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then you throw in our glucogel, okay, which is something that just is absolutely necessary to maintain, again, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And because you have that vertigo and you've had the tinnitus in your ears, this ringing in your ears, you also have osteoporosis of the skull, and it may be aggravated by this injury you've had. But when you have these things this long, you have osteoporosis of the skull. Do you have any dental problems, any receding gums or dentures or implants?
A little, just slight receding gum, but since I've been taking your calcium and everything, it just seems to be getting better.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so you did have some bone loss, which is osteoporosis of the skull. And so if you do those things, take the two healthy brain and heart packs, okay, per month, full dose of everything twice a day, take the MSM three times a day, that's two bottles a month, three of this of the vitamin D3 twice a day, two bottles a month, and then the glucogel. If you prefer the capsules, you could take 15 of those a day, five with each meal, that's two bottles a month. If you prefer the liquid, you could take three quarts a day, it's an ounce three times a day. And watch what happens.
How
call
much
us
a
every
day
2 weeks
liquid?
On the George Norrie Show, because you are going to be an example. You are going to be a beacon of hope for everybody out there, because this is an extremely common problem. And, of course, cardiologists love to see that, because it's very disturbing to see this disruption of the normal heart rate. And so this is called atrial fibrillation, probably. You know, I haven't seen you in person, but everything you're describing. And, again, this is caused by the T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae getting closer together, smashing the roots of the spinal nerves, causing this problem. And all this stuff goes away. The vertigo goes away. The tinnitus goes away. Have you ever had hiccups? You ever get hiccup jags?
No, my husband does, but I don't.
Well, your osteoporosis won't affect him.
No. Good. But just follow the regimen, Gretchen. Keep doing it. She seems like she's on your program anyway, Doc, doing well.
She's thinking correctly, but there's a few little pieces we need to put in there to make sure she's getting everything her disc are looking for.
Now, when people call the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, will they be able to get similar answers to what you've said on the radio?
Absolutely. The two leaders there, Char and Marge, they've been with me for 30 years, George.
So they know what to say, what to do.
Absolutely. If I had to have health care, a doctor, I would go to them, okay, because they know this as well as me. They've been with me for 30 years. They talk to over 500,000 people a month.
Wow. A month?
A month.
My gosh. They do their job.
Yes.
They do it well. Okay, folks, that website is criticalhealthnews.com. There's free videos there. You just simply go and acknowledge and then watch away and have some fun. But do download the free apps for your smartphone as well.
Absolutely.
Those things are so cool. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Chicago. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we can share a lot of great things happening.
When you ever go to dinner with Doc Wallach, he opens up a pill case and takes all his supplements. And there must be 50 in there, Doc.
Oh, there's more than that. There's 90. I take 90 capsules and pills twice a day. I take my liquids twice a day. Been doing it for 71 years, George.
My God, do you do it in streaks where you take maybe like 10 at a time or something?
No, I'll sit there and, you know, I'll go through my meal and I'll take my 90.
Just pop them down a little bit at a time.
As I'm eating with, you know, I swallow 3 or 4, 8 or 10 of them along with every mouthful and so forth.
All right. Let's go. Here's a email in from Frank in Reno. He says, I've got gallstones, Doc. I don't want surgery. What do I do? Can I dissolve them?
Absolutely. This is your lucky day. Basically, what he needs to do, of course, let's assume he weighs 150 to 200 pounds. Again, he needs to stay away from all the bad foods, which irritate the liver, okay, and cause gallstones. And so he needs to give up the fried foods, the processed meats, oils, olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, canola oil, peanut oil, corn oil, all the oils got to go. Absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, and no sugar. And then I want him to have 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And then he needs a secret sauce. We call it the gallbladder in a bottle. It's called the ultimate enzymes. It has the bile salts in it, and the bile salts will actually dissolve gallstones in the liver and in the gallbladder. And it also has stomach acid in it, so if they've got bloating, there is no such thing as acid reflux. It really should be called lack of acid reflux. So we call the ultimate enzymes. You need to take 2 of those, say 2 to 5 minutes for each meal, a couple ounces of water, along with the 2 healthy brain and heart packs, get rid of all the bad foods, and he'll be a new man.
All right, good, Doc. Let's help them out. Let's go take a few more calls. Then we'll take calls next hour with Doc Wallach here. He comes on every 3 weeks, along with the pharmacist Ben Fuchs every 3 weeks, and we'll be doing this for you until the end of time. Let's go to Deborah in Peoria, Illinois, on the Wild Card line. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good. Deborah. Good to have you with us.
Good. It's good to talk with you. Doc Wallach, I have 2 grandchildren. They've got them on some heavy-duty medication for ADHD.
Oh, ADHD?
Yeah. And they're acting out in school, and I don't. The medication makes them walk around like a bunch of zombies. Do you have any recommendations? I also have swelling in my leg.
How old are the children?
Carter's 8, and Addie's 12.
8 and 12, Doc.
Okay. I have to tell you that when I was 4, I had the same thing. They didn't have a name for it back then when I was a kid, when I was age 4. It got worse and worse and worse every year until I was 9. And by then, I was pretty violent, and I had facial tics, you know, facial cramps and everything. Today, they would call it Tourette syndrome, which goes along
with... Oh, that's right, with the
vertigo.
And screaming out things, too.
Oh,
right?
And I was pretty aggressive. I was violent. I was beating up other kids and stuff like that when I was 9.
Very much so.
Did you scream out profanities, too, Doc? That's what they do.
Badly.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so today they would call it Tourette syndrome, which is...
Glad you don't do it on the radio.
Which is a variation on autism, okay? ADHD, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And so basically, after 20 doctors, the last one, Mary Jane Skeffington was her name, and she was a child eye doctor and face doctor and neurosurgeon and all this kind of stuff. She was the 20th doctor my parents took me to, and she said I had to be institutionalized. And I asked my mother what that meant. She said, well, you're going to be put in a hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be there? And she says, well, you're going to be in there for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so, to make a long story short, the next day I went to the library and I told the nurse, look, I can't read. I can't remember anything. Do you have any picture books that you give nurses when they go to school about diseases? So they gave me little paperback books, as, you know, the kind of the beginning of books for nursing students. I began to look in the index, and I couldn't recognize anything in the A's and the B's. But when I got to the C's, it said cramps. I said, well, maybe I've got a cramp, and I have these facial tics and facial grimaces and everything. And so I went to the page it said to go to, and it says, oh, you're missing some minerals like magnesium and calcium. Well, when I feed the calves in the morning before I go to school, on a big Ralston Purina paper bag, 50-pound bag, I would read the label. We didn't have electricity. We had just kerosene lamps, and I would read the label where they would do analyses, and it said magnesium and calcium. So I went home that day, and I just ran to the barn and started eating the alfalfa pellets, filled my pockets. Next morning, I threw the cereal out to the chickens in the front lawn. I filled my bowl with the alfalfa pellets, filled it with milk, and started eating. My mother was horrified. She took it away from me. She said, that's animal food. You can't eat that. My dad took it away from her. He says, he's going to be in an institution for the rest of his life. Let him eat what he wants. Well, in 3 days, George and Deborah, I was cured.
You took care of yourself, didn't you?
I cured myself in 3 days after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Okay, so this, when you have these problems, these are the nutritional deficiencies. Now, does this child, either of these children, have any skin problems like eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis?
No.
No? Do they have any asthma or bronchitis?
No.
Okay, good. Do they have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, you'd know. Okay, well, here we go. And I'm assuming since they're 8 to 12, there's a ranging between maybe 65 to 100 pounds in there somewhere.
Yes, pretty close, yes.
Okay, so each one of them should have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And they can take a third of a dose with each meal during the day, you know, like a breakfast and after school and a dinner time, a third of the dose. So one healthy brain and heart pack will last them a month.
Okay.
And then I would also like them to have what we call, and these are sort of loud and boisterous types, right? I'd like them to have our CBD oil, okay? And there's no THC in it. This is legal in every state. There's nothing they can be addicted to, nothing bad for them. But we've added four other herbs to it and a couple of pre-hormones, and it will calm these kids down. They will be the nicest little church-going kids you've ever seen.
Okay? All right, go for it, Deborah. Good luck. If you need more help, call 1-855-949-7234. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc?
Yeah, we sure do. Carrie in West Palm Beach wants Doc to talk about hemorrhoids, the causes and the solutions. That's what she wants.
Okay, well, hemorrhoids are very easy. They're actually the same thing as varicose veins in your legs. They're just in a funny place. Okay, the varicose veins in your rectal opening cause hemorrhoids. And usually these people also have white, gray, or silver hair because the same deficiency that causes you to lose your hair color and you get white, gray, and silver hair says you're going to have a breakdown of the elastic fibers in your blood vessels and you get varicose veins, you get hemorrhoids, and in the scary version, you're going to get aneurysms. You're going to get a rupture aneurysm.
Oh, jeez, that is the scary part.
Aorta, you could die suddenly, right? So this is a warning system when you have hemorrhoids. And so what you like to do is, again, per 100 pounds of body weight, I would have them take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. If they only weigh 100 pounds, or 80 to 110 pounds, I would also add another bottle of our selenium. Now, our selenium is not just selenium. It has, like, four different cofactors in there.
It's powerful. I love it.
Yeah, and one of those cofactors, George, is the thing that's missing when you have hemorrhoids and varicose veins and aneurysms and white hair. And they can tell that everything's rebuilding because they can see their varicose veins going away. They can see their hemorrhoids going away. And also the hair color comes back.
I like that. Okay. Doc, we're going to take a break. We're at the top of the hour. I'll let you wrap up on the this situation when we come back, and then we'll take final calls next hour on Coast to Coast AM.